Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Oh, you are listening to the Derby County Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, the first Derby Fan Show of the new year, the new decade. And what a place to begin than with the legend that is Simon Long Ramsrider joins us once again. And you can join us both, me and Simon. Put a question to him, put a question to me, and get those Derby issues off your chest. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 70 20558. Simon, really good to talk to you once more. I hope you had a good Christmas. Hope you had a good New Year. But I've got a bit of a concern that I have to bring up straight away, straight off the bat, because me and you, we're friends. And I have to be honest, we're friends. Since we stopped talking over the Christmas period, the fan shows, Derby are unbeaten. So maybe I was the bad omen, mate. I can only apologise.
No, I'm sure it's not you, mate. I'm sure it's not you. No, you're right. We are unbeaten. It's lovely, isn't it? I love it.
Mate, it's
nice
all...
to have some positivity to talk about at last.
Finally, you know, as we head into that second half of the season, that midway point, you beat Barnsley 2-1, you drew with Wigan, you beat Charlton, and I just thought, Simon's never going to talk to me again.
No. It was funny, actually, because just before the Barnsley game, I was on our local radio station, and basically, you know, the discussion was, are we in a relegation fight? Well, at the time, it was looking that way. And then all of a sudden, get a win against Barnsley, win against Charlton, and then we actually get an away win in London against the Premier League side.
Exactly, and they just don't happen very often. It's brilliant at the minute, that championship form, and obviously the FA Cup win on the weekend. We're going to be talking about that, and then looking towards the game on the weekend. Middlesbrough in a bit of decent form themselves, and obviously the FA Cup draw was tonight. But before all that, obviously we spoke about it before, Simon, it has finally happened. Wayne Rooney has started a game for Derby. We could say he's one of the reasons why this form has turned around. But Simon, he hasn't just started the game. He was captain on his very first game. We done a show last week saying that the studio completely was split in half saying that, you know, look at his pedigree, look at what this man has achieved. Of course he's a natural leader, of course he's captain. And the other half, including Paul Mortimer, you know, an ex-pro and a legend at that, saying that no, he has to come into this Derby room, earn his stripes, and can't just be a captain straight away, take it off. What does that say to the other boys? And he can be a leader without the armband. Where do you stand on it, and where do the Derby fans stand on it also?
Well, I mean, I think personally, I don't think it was, you know, it was a shock when I first saw it, but when you think about it, England captain, Man United captain, Derby captain, it's simple. You know, there's no disrespect to Curtis Davis, who's done a brilliant job, but, you know, Keogh was originally the captain. He obviously got the sack. It was then going to be given to Tom Huddleston, and then for whatever reason, you know, he got stripped off him and given to Curtis Davis. And, you know, Rooney coming in being a captain, being a leader, you know, that's his bread and butter. You know, he captains people on the pitch, he leads people on the pitch. And I don't think it's harsh at all, to be honest, because let's be honest, I know he's not played, but he's been in and around the changing room now for a good couple of months. You know, he's got to know the players. You know, he's got to sort of get his ideas across as well. And, you know, we saw him on the pitch, you know, against Charlton, absolutely hammering into Jack Marriott because he was lazy with his shot. And then he came out after and said, you know, I weren't getting at him because he missed. I was getting at him because he was lazy with his shot. You know, so for me, I prefer a captain that's in midfield anyway, because they can see both attacking and defensive-wise what we need. But he's constantly organised, he's constantly talking. And I don't think it was unfair at all. I mean, let's not forget, at the start of the season, Curtis Davis wasn't in Cocu's plans. You know, he was on the bench or not making the squad full stop. You know, so I've got no issues with Wayne Rooney coming in and being captain. You know, to say you've got the former England captain, former Man United captain, as your captain, it's a no-brainer for me. And a lot of I put a post out the other week on social media, and a lot of fans agreed. No, it's, you know, it wasn't a harsh decision. It was the right decision to make Rooney captain.
Yeah, it's a really interesting one, Simon. I think you make some really valid and interesting points there, because look at his pedigree, look who he's captained and the things that he's teaching the players, constructive criticism. But then the argument, the flip side of that argument is that's Wayne Rooney, isn't it, in a nutshell? He doesn't need to be captain. He would have been doing those things anyway, so give it to someone, because you've already got that natural-born leadership in him already. And I know people are saying, oh, he's just arrived, why is he captain? But again, the other side of that argument, he hasn't just arrived because he's been training with the boys for the last few months. It is a tricky one, and both sides are valid in their own way, are they, Simon?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we have to look at another way as well. I think Curtis Davis' contract runs out at the end of the season, so he won't be here next season. Huddleston's contract runs out at the end of the season. He won't be here next season. You know, Chris Martin's contract runs out at the end of the season. So all these senior players won't be here next season, but Wayne Rooney will be. So it makes sense to make him captain, to put that armband on him now. And yes, I know, like you say, yeah, that's him. He will berate players. You know, he will lead players. You know, does he need the armband? Well, to me, he's going to be the captain next season anyway. So why not give it him now? At the end of the day, I mean... If you look at the transfer targets, we're looking at a centre-back, you know, so we're trying to make this team a lot younger than it is at the moment. You know, it is potentially Curtis Davis, one of them that could drop out for a new transfer to come in, you see. So, for me, I think that's why I think I'm positive it's the right decision. And, you know, since he's come in 2 games, 2 wins, you know, it's not exactly a bad decision, is it?
Yeah, it's really interesting. Obviously, you know, it's easy to say when he's on this run, it's not a bad decision. Obviously, going well for Derby. And I want to ask, obviously, we get to do the Derby County fan show each and every week, Simon. And I'm across your social media, your tweets and the things you said and the stuff you've said on the show. And one of those things was that we kind of have to write off this year, you know, let Koku have this year. We're not in the playoff hunt this year. And it has only been a few games. But with this galvanisation of Wayne Rooney being part, with this little unbeaten streak, has the goalpost changed at all? Have your expectations changed? Could they make a late crash into those places?
Not, I don't know. You know what? Because
you're changing.
I still think we'll probably end up mid-table. I think the gap's too big to close. I just can't. I know it's only 7-8 points or something like that away from the top six. You know, but we've got to win 3 games more than everybody else above us. You know, it's just a tough one to call. Yes, potentially we could do it. You know, but at the moment, you know, with the squad and everything as well, you know, we're obviously integrating a lot of the young lads in as well. And at the moment, you know, a lot of them are shining. The likes of Jason Knight, Max Bird. They've all come in and done top jobs, but can they last it out for what is a tough championship season or half season, if you like? You know, so I'm still, like I said, I was happy to settle for mid table, you know, this season and let Koku do his thing. You know, a couple of weeks back, people were saying we're in a relegation battle. All of a sudden, we've had 2 wins, now we're 10 points clear of the relegation zone. You know, that's not something that a Derby County fan would be discussing, would be a relegation battle from the Championship. So anything's possible. I still think it would be mid-table, you know, but I think, you know, it could be something like 8th or 9th. I think that's where we might end up.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing about the Championship. One win and, you know, you're 10 points off the relegation, then, you know... Or that one win, you go, oh, we're only 2 points outside the playoffs. I don't think you can write off anything, even from the point you're going, oh, we can't reach those playoffs. Oh, we're not in relegation. In this type of season, you just never know. Millwall have got that bounce up. Bristol City are sliding away. Swansea are sliding away. You just don't know whenever or wherever this Championship season is going. I tell you where the FA Cup is going, though. You was drawn against Crystal Palace and in London. You beat them. You progress to the fourth round. Just the draw earlier tonight, not breaking news, but your new opponents are Northampton. It is away, maybe not the glamour tie that Derby would have wanted, but a tie where, no disrespect to Northampton, Simon, you've got to be looking like this is a brilliant chance for us to get to the next stage.
Yeah, you'd think so. I mean, we can't be, you know, like I say, you can't disrespect Northampton. I think they scored 10 goals and obviously they knocked out Burton Albion at the weekend, you know, so we can't disrespect them, but, you know, the squad we've got, you've got to look at it and think, yeah, there's far more quality in that squad than potentially in a Northampton squad. So it's got to be, you know, we've got to go in there and, you know, not be casual, you know, not be complacent, go and get the job done, essentially. You know, and yeah, we can, but we should be progressing to the next round. You know, the views were split across social media about who we want in the next round. Me personally, I want one of the big guns, just because it's not, and a home leg, that would have been nice. I think the last 13 or 12 or 13 games, cup games, have been away legs for us, including the Carabao and the FA Cup. Mm-hmm. So a home leg would have been nice. But, you know, you get, then you got the other fans that obviously wanted the likes of your Northamptons and Oxford and things like that, just because then we can progress again. And, you know, I before the Crystal Palace game, I was a bit sort of, I'm not really fussed about a cup run this year. I did a poll on Twitter and a lot of people, you know, I think it was about 75% weren't bothered about having a cup run this year. But what we've seen, our league form, you know, just the two wins, and then all of a sudden we go to Crystal Palace, we beat them, you know, okay, we're getting a bit of form now, we're getting a bit of confidence. There's confidence in the squad because it wasn't just a lucky 1-0. You know, we could have dominated that game and maybe won 2-0.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you.
We had chances.
Yeah, you did have chances. And I want to talk quickly just a little bit on that game, Simon, because you that's interesting. You say, you know, 75% of people weren't really interested in a cup run. Let me tell you, 100% of those 75%, if you get through to the fifth round, you get through to the sixth round, all of a sudden they're very, very interested because it becomes something tangible. You can win this. But it was a good performance on the weekend, getting a win away in London again. What did you make of it? A strong performance there.
It was. And, you know, when the team sheet came out and there'd been 9 changes, then all of a sudden, you know, people, you know, you look at it and you go, oh, 9 changes, he's not really gone for this. But it just goes to show how far this squad has come, because we have had, like, suffered a lot of injuries, suspensions, things like that. You know, all of a sudden we've got Tom Huddleston coming back into the midfield, and, you know, him and Huddleston as the two holding midfielders, they absolutely ran the show at the weekend. Mm. All of a sudden, we've got top quality players in this squad, and our squad's looking healthier. It's looking a lot stronger. And they're looking like they've got more confidence now. You know, they're looking like they want to go at teams, whether it be home or away. You know, even Keller Ruse obviously came back in, and, you know, if it weren't for a great save off him in the first 2 minutes, you know, that game could have been different. But, you know, he made a great stop, and we went and won the game. You can't ask for much more. We dominated that game, I feel. Yeah, Crystal Palace went down to 10 men, but, you know, you still got to be what's in front of you. And even before they went to 10 men, we didn't look like we were going to lose the game. We look assured in our performance.
Yeah, healthy squad providing a brilliant platform there on the weekend and a great performance. But will Cocu add to it? I want to talk about the January transfer window and look towards that game with Middlesbrough on the weekend.
Love Sport.
You are listening to the Derby County Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, still joined by Simon Long, talking about that brilliant victory, seeing Derby progress to the fourth round of the FA Cup, where they will now face Northampton Town. And that game is away. Good chance for Derby, especially when they're beating Premier League opposition in Crystal Palace. It is Middlesbrough on the weekend, but before we get to that, it's silly season. It's January. It is the winter transfer window. Something like a million players get linked. We're going to be talking about them. But firstly, something that really sort of took my interest, Simon, I want to get your thoughts on this. Cocu was saying that the players that maybe Derby will go after are players that he's worked with before, almost tried and tested into his system. What did you make of that?
Well, it just, for me, that sort of said he wasn't happy with the suggestions with the question in our scouting system, because, you know, our transfers over the last few years haven't been the greatest. So I'm not surprised that Cocky wants to go with players that, you know, he's played with or he's coached, before, because he knows what to expect from them. He knows what they can give him and he knows they'll listen to him. You know, I look at Kieran Dowell. You know, he came in, again, I don't think, obviously, I doubt it was Cocker's choice, but he's come in, he's gone in January, you know, because, well, looking at Cocker's, what he said about him, you know, he didn't waste his time. It basically sounded like Dal wasn't willing to learn or wasn't willing to do what Cocker wanted of him, or it just wasn't going to be good enough for him. So, you know, for me, if Cocker wants to bring his own players that he's worked with before, then I'm all for it, especially if he brings in Van Ginkel from Chelsea on a free in the summer. That would be nice.
Yeah, that'd be very interesting. Obviously, a player that's worked at, you know, big clubs, European clubs as well. He's going to have a good connection with a lot of those players he brought in. But it's interesting you said that, because I didn't want to say it myself, but I do agree with you. Is that an indictment on the current players, you know? Because we mentioned it, you know, at the start of the season, it's funny, the results weren't going that way, and then we saw an upturn in form for Derby. And one of the things reasons why that upturn was he said players are starting to get his ways now. They're implementing the system. They're executing his tactics and ideas. And obviously, to get that quicker across, he gets in more players. And maybe the way that he wants to play, he's now also worked out. Again, I'm putting two and two together here, making a very large number. But the players at Derby, simply now, we've got to January, and it's not that they're not getting it. They just can't do it. Is that maybe true?
Yeah.
Obviously, without being harsh there, Simon.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying, because, I mean, we have seen a slight, maybe potentially a shift in tactics. I'm not sure. We're not seeing as much possession between, you know, the back two, if you like, the two centre-backs and the holding midfielder. You know, we're looking to get it forward more now. So whether that's Cock who said, no, just get it forward, or whether it's gone, no, we can mix it up here. Because one thing he kept on saying after losing games was, we're lacking courage to play football. You know, and I mean, against Reading, yeah, we lost 3-0. We had 10 men for that whole game. But we didn't, you know, what he was, you know, he said at the end of the game, you know, I was proud of the performance because we attacked Reading, you know, we looked to play football still. And we did the same thing against Charlton. Charlton, when we went down to 10 men. And we won that game with 10 men, you know. So I think it's a mixture of both. The players are now buying in. You know, the players that aren't good enough aren't in the squad. You know, and you know, again, he's slightly mixed up, because we've seen now Rooney's come in. We saw him switch to a 4-4-2 against Barnsley, you know, and basically play it quite narrow, and then let the fullbacks get forward with them and low, and let Rooney ping 50-60-yard balls to the diagonals, and it worked a treat. So I think there's a bit of aspect of, yes, the players are buying into what he's doing, but also he's slightly changed it up as well, just to go, yeah, we can play now face football, attacking football, but we can also switch it up and go a bit more direct, get the likes of Jack Marriott running in off the shoulder of the defenders and getting in behind. You know, so I think it's a mixture of both, really.
Yeah, it's always good to see that a manager can adapt his ways, obviously, tactics there, changing it. And maybe a sign of a good manager, you know, on the flip side, I'm saying he needs the players to put in what he's asking. But a good manager can adapt to the players that, you know, what suits them best, you know, change it on how they will perform, get the best out of them. Who else has been linked? Can we see much business in this month?
I don't know. He's keeping his cards quite close to his chest. You know, there's rumours that there's Cameron Carter-Vickers. You know, he's just ended his loan at Stoke, from Tottenham, a young lad. Jack Clark, another young lad. We've been linked with them. So we are being linked with young lads. We're not being linked with, you know, sort of the experienced pro, if you like. And one thing that Mel Morris made clear at the start of, when the start of Cocu's reign, was that we wouldn't go for lads that would potentially block the path for an academy player, because he wants to use his academy. Now, this is it's a bit of a divide, because, you know, I understand Mel Morris wanting to use in his academy that he's pumped £24 million into. And I get that, you know, yeah, he could have bought players for that. But what he wants to see is a return on that £24 million. But he's had to do that, though, you know, because of how he's run the club the past 5 years since he came in. Because, you know, he tried to sort of spend to get his way out, but he didn't, you know, he failed. So now he's got to go a different route. And, you know, this is the whole reason of putting Cocu in, because he's made teams out of academy players, if you like, with obviously a few extras on, you know, a few extra signers, experience in the side. And we're getting that now. You know, next season, Mel Morris wants 50% of that starting 11 to be academy, you know, homegrown players. At the moment, we're seeing Jaden Bogle, an academy player, Max Lowe, an academy player, Max Bird, an academy player, Jason Knight, an academy player, Louis Sibley, Morgan Whittaker, all academy players at the moment in and around this first team squad, whether they be starting or on the bench. And they're all proving the worth. They're all showing that they've improved. I mean, I wrote off Max Bird last season. I didn't think he'd be able to cut it at this level, if you like. And I'm glad he's proven me wrong. Is that the Cocu effect? You know, Cocu's come in, you know, he wants to train the young lads. He did it at PSV. When he went to PSV, he decided to, what he said, no, I want to coach the academy lads before I do the first team. And that's what he did. Now he's buying in to everything, because he wants the lads down from the under eights all the way up to the first team squad to be training in a similar way, wanting to play football in the same way. So when they make that step into the first team, they know exactly what they're doing. And judging by the performance against Charlton, Barnsley and Crystal Palace, we made 9 changes against Crystal Palace, but the performance was still the same. We changed the shape slightly, but we still got the same result. We still got the same standard of football, good football, passing football, looking to run at defences and scare defences, get balls into the box. You know, so it all seems to be starting to come together, and it looked like we're maybe starting to turn a corner now, if you like.
Yeah, it's really interesting about the academy prospects. Obviously, the homegrown quota and, you know, players in the squad needed to be in there, providing them with that grade. Now, look at Chelsea and the stuff. And you mentioned, we've spoken about the Premier League, the table there, the youth table. Derby were flying in that. You know, the kids are good. Give them that chance. Koku can work with them and give them that magic. And it is Middlesbrough on the weekend. Real upturn in form for them. You know, really getting away from that relegation. They gave Woodgate time. He's pulled them away and it's seemingly working for them. But am I right, Simon? There's a little bit of needle here between Derby and Middlesbrough as well, isn't there?
Yeah.
Putting it lightly.
Yeah, There's a little bit, yeah. I don't think their owner's quite fond of our owner, but hey-ho. You live and learn, I suppose. but yeah, no, there is a little bit of need. It's not greatly overdue. I think it's more a bit of friendly banter on the social media rather than anything else. But no, you're right. What you're saying, Middlesbrough, another team that, lo and behold, have given their manager a bit of time. And look, you know, the results are, you know, they're starting to pay off now. You know, there was I don't look at Middlesbrough's social media, you know, outlet, but, you know, until the last few games, you know, there was a lot of calls for Koku's head, and I'm sure it was probably the same with Woodgate at Middlesbrough. I'm sure there are a lot of fans off there, but, you know, both managers have been given given time by their owners to turn things around, and it's paying off now. So I think it's going to be a tight clash and a very good contest at the weekend, to be honest.
Yeah, and obviously away, you want to improve that away form. You slowly have started to do that. The home form has been brilliant, but Middlesbrough really on a tear at the minute. Really, you know, seeing that light at the end of the tunnel now, maybe could be, you know, have a strong second half to the season like we're predicting for Derby. Where will this game be won and lost, Simon?
I think at the back, to be honest, because we are winning, but we're not scoring a hatful of goals. You know, so I think, you know, if we can, it's going to be a tough one. But I think the midfield battle is going to be key. You know, we've seen Rooney now. We sort of know he's going to be playing in that midfield role. So he's dictating the midfield. You can see him telling the younger lads to run off him and go, you know, going to get into different positions of things. So I think, you know, midfield is going to be key, definitely. If they allow Rooney time on the ball, then I think he'll be able to dictate play and, you know, it's happy days for Derby then. You know, I think the strikers might have a bit of a field day. Just getting, because what they're getting now is chances. Now Rooney's come in, we're seeing chances, which is something we've not really seen over the previous 22, 23 games before, and is those chances. But now we're getting them chances. So now it's up to the likes of Martin Wiggins, Chris Martins, Jack Marriott to start burying them. You know, I even look at the other, you know, the midfielders, Dwayne Holmes, Jason Knight got a brace against Charlton. You know, but you know, can they chip in with a few goals as well? You know, that's all we need. You know, we need to start scoring goals now. We're starting to create chances. We just got to start, basically, I think, finishing off games early. You know, rather than sitting on a 1 or 2-0 win, just let's get a few more goals and, you know, let's make it easier for ourselves.
A few more goals, Middlesbrough don't concede many. What's your score prediction on the weekend?
I'm going 1-0 Derby. We're going to take the momentum from the last three games, and we're going to get an away win in the league.
You're going to get an away win. You're going to get 3 points, and you're going to get a clean sheet. What a way to kick off the year and the decade, Simon. Always a pleasure to get you back on. Well, this has been the Derby Fan Show with Simon Long Ramsrider. Please check him out. Literally, his social media always at the front of the Derby news as we are on the show, and you can have your say. 0208 7020 558 Middlesbrough on the weekend. He's saying a Derby win, and you know what? Either way, we back here at the same time, 8:30 to 9 every Monday for all of your Derby County news.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.